They focused on our union and Ukraine's. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The State of the Union is strong because you, the American people, are strong.
That was at the end of President Biden's address. He started talking about the U.S. and our allies punishing Russia, saying leader Vladimir Putin miscalculated.
He met with a wall of strength he never anticipated or imagined. He met Ukrainian people.
And he led a standing ovation to show Ukrainians our support as Russia's bombardment hits day seven.
The police building in the town of Kharkiv to the east of the country was hit this morning. It broke out in fire. Russian paratroopers have reportedly taken a foothold, and you'll notice the Russian foothold is increasing at all of the areas to the north, to the east, and the south.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv says a team of assassins there to target Ukraine's president has also failed.
The Ukrainians only learned about them because they were tipped by Russian turncoats who don't support the war. The assassins were located and killed.
Back to the president. He also touted his stalled spending plan and said his top priority is fighting inflation, releasing 30 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, though oil and gas prices both surging today. In her Republican response, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds said the president's failed to unite us and turned the clock back 40 years.
When runaway inflation was hammering families, a violent crime wave was crashing our cities, and the Soviet Army was trying to redraw the world map.
Texas just had the nation's first primaries. Fox's Jeff Manasso has live results.
Dave, the race for Texas governor is set between incumbent Republican Greg Abbott and Democratic challenger Beto O'Rourke. Texas Attorney General Republican Ken Paxton wins his seat.
We're going to have to fight the fight for the next 2.5 months. Get our vote back out. Unite the conservatives.
Paxton takes on George P. Bush in May, and one of the House primaries we're watching. AOC-backed Jessica Cisneros forces a runoff against Henry Cuellar.
America.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is listening. Well, here we go again. Congress is again bickering over a budget, needing to iron out short-term funding again, with money also being proposed to help Ukraine.
A must-pass spending bill needed to avoid a government shutdown later this month is likely to include robust funding for Ukraine's military and humanitarian needs, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says.
There are very good discussions going on about that right now. The best place to include it is in the upcoming omnibus bill.
But top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says the spending bill has hit a snag over defense spending.
This is an emergency. It's eligible for a supplemental. And defense ought to be treated just like non-defense.
The Biden administration has proposed more than $6 billion in emergency funding for Ukraine. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Well, this is foul for baseball fans. The season will be shorter if there is one.
I had hoped against hope that I would not have to have this particular press conference.
Major League Commissioner Rob Manfred canceled the first two series of games for each team as the lockout continues. Players and owners unable to work out a new collective bargaining agreement. There's soon going to be a big boom on the moon.
3 tons of space junk will likely carve out a new crater when it hits the moon later this week. A leftover rocket traveling at about 5,800 miles an hour will slam into the moon on Friday, but it may take weeks or even months to confirm the impact through satellite images. The rocket is thought to be from a Chinese launch nearly a decade ago, but China denies that, saying that rocket stage re-entered Earth's atmosphere and burned up. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Now, we mentioned the rising price of oil today. Despite that, stock futures are also rising the day after a big sell-off. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.